This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. For more than 10 years, the Delta Montrose Electrical Association sought to withdraw from its contract for power with Tri-State, a large wholesale supplier. It reached an agreement with Tri-State this April, and last week, DMEA officially switched suppliers to a Denver-based power company, Guzman Energy. DMEA, which serves Montrose, Delta, and part of Gunnison counties, moved to Guzman so that it can pursue less expensive sources of energy, including more renewable power. Under the agreement, Guzman paid DMEA's $62.5 million exit fee from Tri-State, and DMEA paid another $26 million to Tri-State for transmission infrastructure. It also forfeited its capital credits with Tri-State. Guzman has committed to supply at least 40% of the power that it provides from renewable energy sources. The contract also allows DMEA to get up to 20% of its power from other locally generated sources, such as small hydropower and solar projects. Tri-State's cap on power from local sources was just 5%, which is one of the reasons why DMEA sought to withdraw from its contract. Guzman and DMEA are now teaming up to build a large-scale solar project that would generate at least 10 megawatts of power. The Delta County School District has announced three possible plans for resuming school this fall, according to the Delta County Independent. The three possibilities include traditional learning in classrooms, distance learning online, and a hybrid of the two. The district will send a survey to families this week to determine interest in each of the three possible learning models. After studying the feedback and deciding on a learning approach, the district will communicate plans for the fall with families. A number of wildfires are burning on the western slope, and the Grand Junction Sentinel reports that a 20-person hotshot crew from Oregon arrived in Grand Junction on Monday to help with firefighting. Smoke jumpers were sent to the Moore Canyon Fire on Monday, which is 14 miles west of Grand Junction. Crews and air tankers are also fighting two wildfires near Meeker in Rio Blanco County. The Fawn Creek Fire was 930 acres, and the Stewart Fire was 106 acres as of Tuesday. The Green Meadows Fire near Placerville, which required temporary evacuation of some residents, was completely contained as of Tuesday afternoon. It had burned across 62 acres of private property. U.S. air travel is down, and hotel occupancy remains low. However, one part of the tourism economy is attracting new customers, even amidst a pandemic. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports, more Americans are looking to RVs and trailers to get away from home.
The first time Mark Ritchie and Leah Hardy laid eyes on their new camper, it was after they bought it.
It was like, oh my God, it's tiny, which was great. It made me feel actually more confident dragging it around, because when I see people with giant trailers, I go, thank God that's not me.
The three of us are standing outside their house in Laramie, Wyoming. They bought this vintage trailer from a seller in California, and then it was shipped to their doorstep. Hardy says she never thought she'd spend thousands of dollars on something sight unseen.
And that was because of COVID. Any other time, we would have driven out, looked at it before we bought it.
Instead, Hardy says they had lots of back and forth with the sellers and a few Zoom calls, too.
She would hold her iPad and, you know, can you see the toilet? Do I have it at the right angle? You know, so they were really great and really accommodating with trying to give us the most detailed tour possible of the trailer.
This specific kind of vintage trailer is called a Lil Loafer, and the outside is that silver polished aluminum. They've named it Junebug, and the name is fitting. The trailer is very cute.
Can I take a peek?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is so cool. You got a little three gas burner, a sink.
So you have to push in that little ground.
There's a toilet.
Whoa.
It's a marine toilet.
What is a marine toilet?
Like a boat would have, so it's self-contained.
It's just as charming on the inside, painted a cheery yellow color. It's functional, too. There's a couch that folds out into a queen-size bed and plenty of cabinets and drawers for storage.
It's like a tortoise, right? It's bigger on the inside than the outside.
Junebug wasn't the first trailer they looked at when they started shopping for one. They say they'd find a trailer online that they liked, and then when they called the seller, it would already be sold.
Only when we started looking did we realize we were part of what I'll call the pandemic demographic of trailer buyers, because they were really selling quickly.
The price range for RVs and trailers is huge. anywhere from around $6,000 for a pop-up to as high as $1 million for a top-of-the-line decked-out coach RV. And since the pandemic, 20% of U.S. respondents are more interested in them. That's according to an RV Industry Association survey.
It's very clear that people want to get back out there.
Monica Giarci is with the association. She says RVs and other towables can essentially act as an extension of the social distance bubble you have at home.
You are able to bring your own bed, bring your own kitchen, bring your own bathroom. You have the freedom to go where you want, whether that's close to home or maybe venturing a little bit further.
And sales of this home away from home have been up in recent years. The association keeps track of the number of RVs that go from manufacturers to dealerships each year, and the last 4 years have seen record-breaking numbers. This year, January and February continued that trend. The beginning of March was looking good.
And then the pandemic hit.
The entire industry, manufacturers, dealerships, campgrounds, all shut down for weeks. As things have opened up, though, there's been a surge in buyers. And perhaps more interesting, GRC says, first-time buyers like Hardy and Richie.
We're cautiously optimistic because with this large influx of first-timers who maybe hadn't thought about RVing before, it could bring a lot of new customers to the RV industry who will fall in love with this and be RVers for life.
Richie and Hardy say they're happy with their purchase, but it has come with a bit of a learning curve.
We have been doing some parking lot, like adult parking lot, trailer driving, self-education.
Parking challenges aside, they say they're in it for the long haul. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
And that concludes the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.